morning we're continuing Chayodom Klal Lamed Beis Simen Lamed. Am Shachari Kayanim Enu B'Klal HaBrocha. So the pasuk says that it's a mor lahem, Chazal Darshan, it's panim el panim, that they have to face each other. So therefore the people which are behind the Kohanim, when the Kohanim turn around and face the Zibur, if there are people which will be behind the Kohanim where the Kohanim are standing, so they're not included in the mor lahem. They're behind the Kohanim. The Kohanim are not talking towards them. So they're not included in the bracha. Avol milifneim ubitzideim. Those who are standing in front of the Kohanim are those who are standing even on the side of the Kohanim. Dehainu sodom shalafonov. So actually mamish on the side of the Kohanim is not acceptable. But you can have the people standing directly in front of the Kohanim. The Kohanim are in the middle of the shul. There's people which are not directly in front of the Kohanim, they're off to the sides. So that's called Stodim Shelefonov. Stodim Shelefonov are included in the bracha. Even if there would be some type of a separation in between, it would not make a difference. We can have a situation where they're behind them a little bit. For example, people davening on the Mizrach, we're in a Kurdish Berlit Ksas, and they're in Kurdish because it takes a certain amount of space, so it takes up some of the space on the Mizrach Vant. So those who are davening on the Mizrach Vant are immediately adjacent to the wall. The Kohanim which are standing on the Duchen, preferably Kohanim which are standing on a raised platform in front of the Oren. So they're standing on the Duchen, they're actually more moved into the shul than the people who are davening on the Mizrach. Because the Oren Kodesh itself juts out a little bit. So the Kohanim stands on the Duchen, in front of the Oren. So those people who stand by the Mizrach are behind the Kohanim. They're off to the side. But they're parallel or even a little bit behind the Kohanim. And in Mechal Baruch they have to move forward. They should be, if not, if there's no room to move directly in front of the Kohanim, they should be off to the side. But the Mor says that the Amshe Besodis, people which are out, are not able to make it to Shul, are not excluded from the Bracha. It's only the people who choose, as it were, they're there and they choose not to be facing the Kohanim. That's when they're not included. But a person who's an Onus is, so if a person cannot move, there's no place to go. The Shul is jam packed and he can't move, and that's his seat. So if he can't move at all, so that he's an Onus. So a few points over here. Question comes up if a person is davening Shemoneh Esrei, and they start Birchas Kohanim, and he's in such a place where he's going to have this issue. He davenes in the Mizrach Vant. So Rav Moshe says that that's considered he's an Onus, and he's included in the Bracha. And there is almost, some who suggest that he should walk in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he should walk to where he should be in front of the Kohanim. He said, that's not true, you're not allowed to do that, since you're included in the bracha, because you're an Onus, you have no heter to walk. It's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei to a place to be in front of the Kohanim. He says, furthermore, do you have to stop and listen in that situation to the Birchas Kohanim? So if you're holding in the bracha of Sim Shalom, you're holding right after the same place where the Chazan is holding, a person should pause and listen, and he would actually answer Amen to the three brachas of the Kohanim. Not to the bracha of Asher Kedoshanu, but to the bracha of Yerechecha, Hashem Yishmerecha. You say Amen after Vichunecha and after Shalom. If he's holding elsewhere in Shemoneh Esrei, so Rav Moshe says he does not have a chiyuv to pause and listen. If he feels that by doing so it's going to interrupt his train of thought and his tefillah, is going to undermine his tefillah, he's not mechuyev to pause and listen. If he feels that he's able to pause and listen without interrupting his train of thought, he's allowed to. He's not mechuyev to, but he's allowed to. this probably, which should be totally the shadow which we had before, is there a mitzvah upon the Yisraelim to actually listen to the bracha and accept the bracha. So according to the Be'er Halacha brings that the opinion of the Haredim is that there's actually a mitzvah for the tzibur to hear and accept the bracha. So according to that, a person would be mechuyev to pause and listen. And Rav Moshe is posking that we don't posken that a person has a chiyev, means that it's not a chiyev upon the tzibur, it's not a comment upon the tzibur that they have to be mekabel the bracha. And therefore, he's not mechuyev to pause the Shemoneh Esrei to fulfill the listening, because it's not a chiyev to listen. But he says, obviously, when it's appropriate, if the Russian would command that we should get a bracha, and they're talking to us because it's in a memorial of him, panim upanim, it's inappropriate to be ignoring, as it were, the kohanim and doing something else. So only in the situation of a person in Shemoneh Esrei, where he has a valid need not to listen, that he would have the heter to, as it were, ignore the kohanim. But any other situation, that would not be acceptable. But according to the Haredim, above and beyond the issue of the Derech Eretz of towards the bracha being given, there's actual chiyuv mitzvah to accept it. A person should really pause and listen to the bracha berachas kahanim during Shemoneh Esrei. He would not answer amen unless he's in the appropriate place to say amen in the bracha right before the bracha of Sim Shalom. But he would pause and listen, and then he would continue on his Shemoneh Esrei. Getting back to the point over here, he is included, but he does not move. He's included in the bracha as well. We'll talk about one or two more points about this tomorrow, Bez Hashem, and we'll continue with the Siman Laman Aleph, and with that we will complete the halachas of learning about Birchas Kahanim and move on to the halachas of Tachanun. Have a good day.